Each year, 11 million people nationwide spend some time in local jails. That's enough to fill both New York and Chicago. Many are nonviolent or have mental problems where alternative treatments might work better. Now the Obama administration has launched what it calls the Data-Driven Justice Initiative to alleviate the cost of mass incarceration. Joining me with more, Dave Wilkinson, director of the White House Office of Social Innovation and Civic Participation. Mr. Wilkinson, good to have you on.
Thanks, Tom. Very good to be here with you.
Tell us the basic outlines of this program and what is the White House and the Justice Department bringing to it, and what are the local jurisdictions bringing to it?
Recent studies have shown that up to 10% of police interactions involve individuals with mental health conditions. These are folks who may be unstably housed or homeless. They are often arrested for low-level misdemeanors, maybe trespassing. They are taken into custody. They are a large portion of our jails, as you pointed out. And law enforcement officers haven't been given the tools or training to deal with this population. So the Data-Driven Justice Initiative, in significant part, is focused on helping communities and helping police officers better respond to this population.
And how does it do that?
It does that in a couple of ways. And so we've got 67 jurisdictions that have joined, chief executives, seven states, so seven governors and primarily county executives and mayors who've joined this initiative. And they're doing a couple of things. One, they're saying our criminal justice system could be better, in particular, better serve this population. Right now, they're getting fragmented care across systems. They may be in and out of emergency rooms, in and out of jail, in and out of shelters. So the Data-Driven Justice Initiative, through it, communities are committing to take proven steps to reduce unnecessary law enforcement interaction and reduce unnecessary incarceration in jails for this population. In particular, the communities are committing to do two things. One is to link data across some aspect of the criminal justice system and some aspect of the health system to better understand who their high-cost, high-need individuals are. Keep in mind, this is a population, when going through emergency rooms and through jail, can be high cost to taxpayers, in addition to getting sort of fragmented care that doesn't make them better. So we need better places than jail to treat someone who's in mental health crisis. By linking data across systems, communities can know who are their high-need individuals, who's in and out of jail frequently, who's in and out of the emergency room frequently, and we can get out ahead of that problem. Once we know who those folks are, providing them alternative services that reduces interaction with law enforcement in the first place.
What about local jurisdictions that may have really no other capacity other than their local jail?
I'm very glad you asked that, Tom, and that's a big focus of the Data-Driven Justice Initiative. If we're going to be diverting people from jail, we need good alternatives to do so. There are many proven solutions. Perhaps the most notable is permanent supportive housing, an evidence-based solution that has shown that if we just provide individuals with mental health disorders, again, they tend to be unstably housed or chronically homeless, if we provide them with housing, we help stabilize their lives. We provide them with the supports they need. They are much less likely to go to jail repeatedly. They are much less likely to show up in the emergency room. And as a result, communities save money. Taxpayers are faced with much lower costs, and communities are safer, and these individuals are better cared for.
We're speaking with Dave Wilkinson, director of the White House Office of Social Innovation and Civic Participation. So you're encouraging the data sharing locally. What can the federal government bring to this, and which components can bring it?
I'm very glad you asked that. So this is something that the White House has created really in partnership with leading communities around the country. We've also put out a call to action. Through that call to action, many organizations have responded, offering help to communities. So on the federal government side, we have announced new grant competition through the Department of Housing and Urban Development and the Department of Justice to enable communities to better house and provide permanent supportive housing for this population. We are also working with Veterans Affairs since tragically so many of our veterans suffer from homelessness and have compounding mental health disorders. So, as the President has noted recently, we have reduced veterans homelessness by now nearly 50%, veterans chronic homelessness by nearly 50% during this administration. So we're working across agencies, but the private sector help is critical as well. So many private sector organizations, from Amazon to Code for America to Socrata, Esri, Palantir, and many others, the Corporations for Supportive Housing, are offering support to communities so that they can build the technical tools to better link data and to better understand the needs of this population and respond to it quickly. So we've been very enthusiastic about that. And I'll point out one other component of the Data-Driven Justice Initiative that's very important that we're supporting communities in adopting. And that is what we call pre-arrest diversion. So in addition to linking data, we're asking communities to take steps to do pre-arrest diversion. As I mentioned, officers are often encountering the mental health population doing some low-level public disorder misdemeanor. This is a population that if you react as you've been trained to as an officer to make yourself large, to raise your voice, make your voice low and strong, that's a population that doesn't typically react very well, the mental health population. So pre-arrest diversion is a very promising tool. I'll give you one example, which is in Miami. In Miami, they've trained all their 911 dispatchers and their officers in crisis intervention training, giving these folks the tools to better respond. And they've been doing this for 5 years. Over 5 years, they've had 50,000 calls flagged as with a mental health overlay. And in that time, they've only made 109 arrests. That's a precipitous drop. In fact, Miami had the eighth largest jail population in the United States, and since they've begun crisis intervention training and diversion of this population from jail, they've reduced their jail population from 7,800 to 4,400, and by their account, they've saved $12 million a year in so doing. They've created an alternative emergency room to take this population, a place other than jail that's more appropriate for individuals who may be experiencing a mental health crisis. And the goal of the Data-Driven Justice Initiative is to help communities build a community of practice to understand how to overcome some of these challenges, how to better act on the President's 21st Century Policing Task Force recommendations, and to get better results for people in need while often saving resources. And
sure. I want to get back to the tools that will be developed with the private sector software companies. Will these be in the public domain? Will they be open source types of tools that other communities can sign up and start using?
That's a great question. Yes, first of all, any community can join the Data-Driven Justice Initiative and get quick access to many of these tools. Some of them are consulting support from technologists and nonprofits and others. But in terms of the actual technology tools, they will, in large part or entirely, be open source. For instance, RTI International has a 911 dispatch tool that helps with hotspot mapping to better identify this population quickly, understand the communities where they might be, and they have announced that they will be making that open source. The tools that Amazon and the other technology partners are working on together will be open source tools that are available to communities to respond to these challenges while not adding costs to their already stretched budgets.
And what about the U.S. Justice Department? Does that bring resources to this effort also?
Well, the U.S. Department of Justice is a critical partner in all of this, most notably the COPS office, which is the office of DOJ that is focused on community policing. will be an important partner and is an important partner even beyond the Data Driven Justice Initiative in supporting law enforcement agencies around the country to better equip officers so that we can shift to that a more of a guardian mentality in communities, build public trust, build relationships around communities. That's an incredibly important thing. The Data Driven Justice Initiative is one tool that really helps officers address one significant pain point, one that they are not sort of traditionally trained to manage, but is an increasing burden.
Dave Wilkinson is Director of the White House Office of Social Innovation and Civic Participation. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks, Tom. Real pleasure.
You can read more about the initiative and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.